Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Here we sit today on April 3rd of 2024, and I can officially say the Penguins are back in the thick of it in the Stanley Cup playoff race. They are 3 points back of a playoff spot within four for the first time since January. They're 3 points back of that final wildcard spot, which right now is being held by the Washington Capitals and the Detroit Red Wings. And they're also only 4 points back of the third place team in the Metropolitan Division, which is right now the Philadelphia Flyers. I don't know what you think, but I think if the NHL scriptwriters want the most money matchup in the first round, maybe not the most money matchup in the first round, but certainly one that will get a lot of ratings, certainly one that will have a lot of headlines, maybe the Penguins fight back and all of a sudden they take on the Carolina Hurricanes. Sid versus Jake in round one would certainly get a heck of a lot of headlines, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the Penguins' current run, including a massive victory last night with a 5-unanswered goal third period to take down the New Jersey Devils. The first time the Penguins have beaten the Devils in a very long time. They had lost 7 straight to the Devils going into last night's game, and they were down 3-1 in the third period, playing very bad hockey. I think that's as much as we can say. The Penguins had the same issues against the Devils that they had had every single time this season, last season, the season before. The speed was just too much for the Penguins in the first 40, and then something clicked. Part of it was the Penguins stars went out and dominated in the third, Evgeny Malkin scoring a couple goals, Sidney Crosby picking up a couple goals. Part of it was also Alex Nedeljkovic continuing to be a rock for the Penguins between the pipes, but it just all went in the Penguins' favor. They get a massive victory over the Devils. The Washington Capitals get throttled by the Buffalo Sabres. And here we stand. The Penguins are only 3 points back of a playoff spot with 7 games remaining in the season and a massive matchup against the Capitals coming up tomorrow evening. So how did the Penguins get here? How are they back in contention after seemingly being dead in the water just a few weeks ago? Well, for one, they're 4-0-2 in their last 6 games. You start to win games, all of a sudden, a lot of these issues seem to be cured. But also, the main reason is Sidney Crosby has 15 points in his last 6 games. 6 goals, 9 assists, as we talked about yesterday on both Tip of the Iceberg and on Tip of the Iceberg Live. He has now surpassed a point per game for this season, or at least solidified a point per game for this season to tie Wayne Gretzky, but it's all because he has just absolutely turned it into overdrive, and this is some of the best hockey, at least the best stretch of hockey, that he has had in the last couple of seasons. Also, you got to give credit where credit is due. Alex Nedeljkovic has taken the net, and he has taken it and solidified that position for the Penguins over the past couple of weeks. 4-0-2 record, .915 save percentage, and the primary reason, the number one star last night, because he was the only reason the Penguins were within 2 going into the third period instead of being within 4 or 5 because the Devils were outplaying the Penguins that bad in the first 40 minutes. And the last reason, you got to give it to Evgeny Malkin. 6 points in his last four games, 4 goals in his last four games, and 2 massive ones last night in the third period for the Penguins. Deflection goals, getting in front of the net, doing it in the dirty areas. Evgeny Malkin has turned his game up in the last couple of games, and that's why the Penguins right now sit 3 points back. But you can't discount, when you talk about Evgeny Malkin, the impact that Michael Bunting has had on him the last couple of weeks. He's a big reason that Evgeny Malkin has all of a sudden been brought to life. Now, it's not the only reason. Evgeny Malkin is a very proud man, a very proud NHLer, and a future Hall of Famer. So, yes, it is feasible that he could just turn it on at a moment's notice, even at the age of 37. But let's not discount what Michael Bunting has done for the Penguins' second line, and specifically for Evgeny Malkin. Bunting has been excellent since arriving in Pittsburgh. 9 points in 14 games, among some of the most impactful trade deadline acquisitions, and he was a return. He wasn't even the main piece of a trade deadline acquisition, but he has 9 points in 14 games. He's brought that pesky net front presence, and it's interesting because it's not just him doing it now. Yes, Puljujarvi, that's in his game. He's been doing it. But you look at last night, Lars Eller was getting into it. He was getting physical. He was getting a little bit of the rough stuff. He was doing a little bit of the extracurriculars. And three of the Penguins' main goals last night against Jake Allen before the empty netters were deflections. Ricard Raquel's goal, one of Evgeny Malkin's goals. The first goal of the game where Bunting was right in the crease. It didn't deflect off of him, but he was in the crease, and being in that area created offense and created the opportunity for Erik Karlsson to score his 9th of the season. So it's not just that Michael Bunting is playing that net front presence, that Michael Bunting is bringing that pesky side, that energy side that the Penguins have been lacking through most of the season. It's rubbing off. It's rubbing off on other players. Last night, Lars Eller getting into those scrums, getting into those extracurriculars. Not that he's been bad this season. He's been a little invisible over the last couple of weeks, but he certainly was visible yesterday. That pesky side, I haven't seen it in Lars Eller this season. You saw it last night. I think part of that is the time of the year. Part of that is the new proximity to a playoff position. And part of that is Michael Bunting bringing that edge to the Penguins lineup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Now you look at what he's done with Evgeny Malkin, and that is the biggest thing that he could bring to this team is revitalizing Malkin for this home stretch, and that's exactly what he's done. With Michael Bunting on the ice, Evgeny Malkin, his game has taken it to a completely different level. The results are showing. When you talk about the underlying numbers according to Natural Stat Trick, they're all improved for Evgeny Malkin this season with Michael Bunting on the ice. 57% of the shot attempts, 56% of the expected goals. Both of those a 4 or 5% boost from what Malkin was doing without Michael Bunting. Not to mention the fact, a 5% boost in on-ice shooting percentage. That's not a minuscule thing, because you look at the Penguins, they're one of the worst finishing teams in the NHL. Michael Bunting gets onto that second line, you get a 5% boost. The difference between 8% shooting percentage and 13 is drastic. And you look at the way that they've been able to finish, it's because Michael Bunting goes to the areas that are required to finish against goaltenders in today's game. He goes to the front of the net. He creates chaos. He makes teams uncomfortable, especially opposing goaltenders uncomfortable. And that's when the Penguins' talent, that's when the Penguins' skill, that's when the Penguins are at their best. That's when every team is at their best in the NHL, is when they can get under the skin of the opposing goaltender. You look at what Igor Shesterkin was doing on Monday. He was losing his absolute mind. And you look at what happened to Jake Allen yesterday. He self-destructed. He couldn't see pucks. They were getting redirected. He couldn't find his footing in the net. And at one point, Josh Getzlaf mentioned on the broadcast, just throw it on the net. He is vastly uncomfortable right now. And that is a result of the way the Penguins were playing, which is a result of Michael Bunting being on the team, partially. I'm not going to say it's all Bunting. It's not. But I think he was certainly the driving force in turning the Penguins into a team right now that is becoming a viable option for a playoff spot. And you look at the other statistic that I want to bring up today, and it is a massive reason why all of a sudden Evgeny Malkin is finding the score sheet more often. Evgeny Malkin is finding the back of the net more often. Evgeny Malkin is looking, eye test-wise, much better. The Gallup is back. He's making an impact on games. He's taking over shifts as only he can at certain points. Look at their high-danger chances with Malkin on the ice, and look at the conversion rates of those high-danger chances. Without Michael Bunting this season, Evgeny Malkin had a 7% conversion rate on high danger chances. That means only 7% of the high danger chances that Evgeny Malkin created ended up in the back of the net. With Michael Bunting, 20. Five high danger goals on 25 high danger chances for 20% conversion rate. You don't think that has anything to do with the fact that Michael Bunting sits and stays in front of the net, that he knows how to excel in front of the blue paint? It's a major reason, and it is a huge boost for Evgeny Malkin. He's getting the best out of Evgeny Malkin, something that Rickard Rakell couldn't do this season, something that Riley Smith, a Stanley Cup champion, couldn't do this season. I'm not going to say that Drew O'Connor couldn't do it this season, because I think Drew O'Connor did, but I think what you're seeing from Michael Bunting is somebody be able to get the best out of Evgeny Malkin, to build that quick chemistry, and to play a game that perfectly assimilates to what Evgeny Malkin needs out of a winger. So once again, we saw it with James Neal, player brought in to play with Sidney Crosby, plays better and fits better with Evgeny Malkin. He stole another winger. He stole another winger from Sidney Crosby, but I don't think Crosby's going to complain, because Crosby, one, is still one of the best players in the league. We talked about it, 15 points in his last six games. Two, has Brian Rust, who right now is shooting the lights out. And three, has Drew O'Connor, who fits with him pretty damn well as well. And I think Drew O'Connor should stay up there. I don't think Riley Smith should be on the first line. You saw that switch happen last night in the Devils game where Smith started with Crosby and Drew O'Connor ended with Crosby. I don't know where to put Smith. We'll talk about that maybe at a later date, probably tomorrow on Tip of the Iceberg. But right now, Michael Bunting and Evgeny Malkin, they're a perfect pairing for the Penguins. And it's leading them back into contention for a playoff spot. 3 points out with a massive matchup on deck. Penguins at Capitals. The last time these two teams played, the Penguins got embarrassed. It was the night Michael Bunting was traded to the Penguins, because it was the night Jake Guentzel was traded away from the Penguins. That was potentially a turning point. Penguins get Bunting on the night that the Capitals absolutely railroad him. This is the first chance that Michael Bunting gets to introduce himself into this rivalry, and there is no bigger stage than what we're going to see at Capital One Arena on Thursday. I'm excited to see what Bunting brings out. Maybe Bunting versus Tom Wilson, a little bit of agitation. What happens there? The Penguins, they have a massive game. And if they win that game, all bets are off on how the last couple of weeks of the season can go. And perhaps playoffs are not off the table for this team. Big part of that is because of Evgeny Malkin and his new sidekick, his new Robin to his Batman, Michael Bunting. That's going to do it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed, and if you joined, hope you enjoyed the live stream yesterday. Going to try to do that every single Tuesday around the same time, 4 o'clock p.m., looking back on the week that was, looking forward to the week that is to be, throwing out some 3 stars, answering some questions. I enjoyed it. I had a great time with it. We'll try to get some guests on maybe in the future, but hopefully we'll have some fun with those live streams. But for today, for this pre-recorded episode of Iceberg to Go, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We'll see you guys next time.